So, are you ready to start?
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's talk a little bit about your new album, Design Your Universe. What are your thoughts and the whole concept behind it?
Well, first of all, it's not like a real concept album. We have, of course, like the red line going through it. But, like with every last album, very happy of it. This album took really long to record, to write. So we decided to get into detail, and very happy about it. This album sounds like Epica, but it's in every aspect of the band heavier. It's more symphonic, more complex. My vocals are more versatile, more epic, and heavier, of course. So it's Epica, but then amplified.
So do you think that the addition of the two ex-members of Got the Throne made the band sound a little bit stronger, you think?
A little bit, yeah. But Mark was also working on a black metal project some years ago, which didn't really continue, so he also used some of his music in Epica. And Isaac and Arjen have been involved in the writing process, so... For sure, it has contributed a little bit.
So why do you guys didn't take the approach as other bands? As soon as they get a little bit popular, they start like mellowing out their music to make it more listener friendly.
I think we took the other direction.
Yeah, I know you took the opposite. I want to. What's your thought? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think we write music which we like and not what the masses like. We write music which comes from our heart, and then in the end, of course, it's amazing if other people like it as well, but to write music just because other people are going to like it is not going to be genuine.
Oh, and particularly you wrote like a few songs you wrote the lyrics of. Can you tell us more about what they're about? Like Unleashed?
Yeah, Unleashed, that's our single, and the story of the video is slightly different than the original of the lyrics. Of course, you gotta somehow get it to fit. And Unleashed is basically about a person which is at the end of his life and is not happy with the choices that he or she has made, and wants to have like a second chance and not enjoying life anymore, and basically.
So
and in the video, it's more like a guy who gets killed and is still wandering on the earth and he doesn't know what he's doing. He's totally disoriented, and there are these strange people following him all the time. This is the band where it goes. It's a little bit sixth sense-ish. So, and yeah, Burgess Binder tribute to the vampire movie, Interview with a Vampire, and big movie geek. A lot of movies, and I thought it was about time to get some inspiration out of that for the Epica lyric. Our destiny is about the past of me and Mark. We were together for many years and we split up, but we still managed to keep the band going, and I think that's a good thing and very special, because normally when people break up they don't want to see each other anymore. And we were also in the band together, so we tried to make that work, and I thought it was awesome. After many years and cooled down, how do you say, to kind of take distance from it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And if you write a lyric about it, which is a positive one, then you have the song with Konikako called White Water, and a tragic love story about a terminally ill woman who commits suicide by walking into... by drowning herself, and her husband was very selfish and didn't let her go. And that's Tony then who asked me for forgiveness because he was selfish and he didn't see how big she really was, how much she was suffering. And Deconstruct is about the struggle many people have between the material side of life and the material. Type of Time is about the circle of time. When we were in the studio, the ballad, which my group was just finished, we and in January we went to the studio for pre-production. And right there, and then a dear a family member of one of the band members died. So we were in a very sad state of mind, and the very honest emotion which you can hear and read when they're in the level. The couple of personal things as far as my narration. Mark has slightly different topics. He reads many books, and he's got freedom of speech, addiction, near-death experience, quantum physics. Yeah, Run Your Universe is about creating your existence with your consciousness, to use your dreams and talents to live your life, and not live with regret and trying to think. Don't be afraid to take risks. Follow you.
So what do you think this new album took longer to compose than the previous ones?
That's more a question for the composer than mine. But this album was, I think, to write it was not particularly longer than the other albums, but the recording longer. And besides from taking our time, it was also due to the fact that we recorded the bass guitar at the guitar at home studio.
Oh, okay.
So, and the arranging of the songs took a little bit longer, and the songs were quite long, and when Diego was rearranging the songs, you need a while to get used to certain new elements. Just after 2 years of writing the songs, hearing them in a certain way, you kind of got used to how they sound. If you have new sounds in it, takes a while, so we decided to just let it sink in and take our time before we shoot anything.
So you already toured in Europe with this new album. How do you think the audience, how have you seen that the audience has been reacting to it in the live setting?
It's good. Even some were singing along with new songs already, which is funny. And the beginning of the tour, of course, the album was just released, and then you cannot expect from the fans to start jumping around and acting crazy, enjoying themselves. They are, of course, more concentrated to listen to the new songs because it's new material to them. But as the tour proceeded, you could hear and see the tune of the songs already, which is a cool thing. And I think that will be more and more now since it's already a month ago since the album was released.
Mm-hmm.
And the reaction is good. We got a couple of songs which work really well live and are also lovely songs to play live. But this is the most complex album ever for us. And took some time to rehearse. But it's going well now. Now we really know the songs, how they work live. We can focus more on the show elements and enjoying ourselves than on not forgetting the lyrics or the melody line.
So... what are your expectations for the new South American dates you're doing next week?
That it's going to be crazy, in a good way. That there's going to be a lot of fun and a lot of fans and a lot of screaming and yelling and singing and, Simon, I love you. It's always very sweet.
How do you think
it's... Lots of presents.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you just continue. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's just... always a very new experience for us since they're so enthusiastic and loud and very passionate. So it's totally different than how the Dutch culture is. We're a little bit more reserved, even though we're considered to be very liberal and loud, according to the Germans. I live in Germany now. My boyfriend always says the Dutch are loud. He hasn't heard that much in South Central America yet.
And what about Epica finally returning to the U.S. and hopefully this time you'll be singing with the band?
Yes, for sure. Count me in. We're going to do a long tour in the States starting at the end of January, and we're going to be back home the beginning of March, so it's going to be a killer tour.
So you guys are pretty much booked for like the next 2 years, like the last 2 years?
I would say the upcoming 2010 is almost fully booked with tours and festivals. Got a new album to promote.
Yeah. So have you guys started thinking about what's next?
Well, the album is out now, so all the preparations and stuff is behind us, and now we can just enjoy performing the new songs live and slowly start writing new material. Mark told me that once he was like totally confident with playing the new songs live, then he could start playing composing new songs, because otherwise for us it's already old songs then, but the last album is then so much in your mind because you want to play it live as how it sounds on the album, and it takes some time to practice. And once that is done, then you can take distance from it again because it goes a little bit more automatic on stage, and then you can have the creativity flow coming again and start writing new songs.
Okay, so what about your singing style? Do you think you'll ever switch to like a more power metal style of singing, or you think you found your own style and you're just going to keep going with it?
Well, I've met this amazing new vocal teacher, and she has gotten different sounds out of my voice, but I will never ever say goodbye to the classical vocals. I love it too much, and there are many different music styles which I love, and I'm also thinking of recording my own album, but I'm just not sure which music I'm going to work on first, because I love classical music, I love jazz, I love pop, I love rock, and I love metal, so I don't know if that would ever be a good combination all combined in one, so we'll have to wait and see, but I would like to continue singing in many different styles, not just focus on one thing.
Oh, well, I was just reading on the internet that according to your Wikipedia page, you started singing because of Nightwish. Is that true?
I have started listening to Nightwish on Survivor with a Station and a Gathering when I was about 16. I did switch to metal. I was more like Silverchair, Radiohead, a rock lover first, and always loved to sing. And then I heard that combination Nightwish had with female classical voices, vocals with metal music, and I thought, hey, that's cool. So I started taking classical vocal lessons. I got in touch with Mark, I think, back then, still an Office Forever, and that's how the whole ball started to roll. And you could say so that, like, Gathering and Office Forever and Nightwish were the ones which inspired me to get out there and make music on my own.
So are there any, singing collaborations you would like to do with, like, just any person in the scene?
Let's see, I would really like to work with Opeth one day, or Annika, or Taya, whatever. There's so many options, and I've already worked with amazing artists as well, Camelot, Carmel Pier, Arian. So a lot of things already did happen, and now I've got the Christmas Metal Symphony coming in Holland in December, where a lot of cool artists from the metal scene are going to be there, so it's going to be cool.
let me just go back to my questions. So did you ever expect it, Epica, to take you pretty much almost all around the world when you just started the band?
No, I didn't. I was not known. I didn't know the scene at all, and I just decided to get on the train and see where it ends. So it's always kind of the best to not have too many high expectations, and in the end it can always like be better than you thought it would, and it definitely was. I just wanted to have fun and make some music and be successful in this course more than ever met.
So if you would not be making music, what do you think you will be doing right now?
I think I would have finished a study, probably. I have many interests, many different fields, so I really couldn't say now what I would be studying. I'm doing music, and I can't imagine living without music anymore, but I love children, I love art, would have liked working in the hospital, like being a doctor or so, or working photographer, being a painter, stuff like that. Really, or working with animals, becoming a, how do you call it?
A veterinarian?
No, veterinarian. Yeah. Or something else. Yeah, that would have been something for me, so.
Oh.
Really, a wide range of interests.
Yeah,
exactly. And sometimes really difficult, because then I want to do everything at the same time.
So how do you see that you growing as a person and with Epica, and how has Epica grown as a band since you've been together? Well, you had a few member changes, but the core is still there.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, me and Mark were in a relationship from the start, you know, 4 years after, and that has changed. We are now colleagues and friends. We share a past, but we also share Epica, and we've grown up. We've had good and bad days, we've had a couple of setbacks, but then went forward a couple more steps. And with every album we've become more successful and sold more albums. So I think we've grown musically, really now found the style in which we, this Epica should sound like. The first two albums we're still searching a little bit. And
So
that's almost 8 years that we've been but I'm still 24, almost 25. Shit. In the blink of an eye, I age 67. Oh, I'm very fast.
I'm still not 30, though.
Yeah, well, my boyfriend's a little older than me, and when I complain that I'm getting older, he gives me the angry face.
So what about when you tour with the band? How's it touring in a small bus with a bunch of stinky guys, like other vocalists complain? How does it work for you guys?
Well, the thing is, in a tour bus, sometimes you have like a single decker that is only for 12 people, but in a double decker you have 18 beds, and that's how the last European tour was like. We had a second band in the bus, and so much space for so many people, and you have to, of course, hand in a lot of privacy, and you have to be able to live with each other, because the tour bus is going to be your house, and there's limited space, which for a woman is sometimes a problem, but you somehow manage to spread or sit all over the bus. The guys don't just need a couple of shirts on the pants and one stage outfit, and that's it for the whole tour. But for me, that's a little different, and they sometimes complain.
So you mentioned that you're a big movie fanatic, and you do on your MySpace page too. Do you watch a lot of movies while on tour, or what are your main activities on tour?
I read, I watch movies, and whenever I have time, I do some sightseeing in the city, but I mostly sleep a lot, because I sleep kind of bad at the tour bus, and sleep very lightly, so when the bus is moving, I wake up all the time.
Oh.
So I make it bad a lot. Because no sleep means no voice.
Yeah, exactly. So what about movie recommendations? Can you give, what have you seen recently that's been good, in your opinion?
Can you repeat that? Because you were
Oh, okay. What about movie recommendations you have for our readers?
I like all sorts of movies. Recently I've been to the cinema and watching 2012.
Oh.
I've seen Up, like animation.
Yeah.
I loved it, and I've seen Coraline. Coraline is my 2009 movie recommendation. I love Henry Selick, and I've seen it in 3D in the cinema. I was totally dizzy and got a headache afterwards, because now they're starting with the whole 3D thing, but the glasses we got put on were so heavy.
Yeah.
And a girlfriend of mine, we had like a huge print on our nose from where the glasses were. I bought the DVD right after it came out, and I've seen it already 4 times since.
Oh.
I love it. I love those kind of movies. And it's actually, I don't really think it's like a children's movie. It's kind of silly. So that would be my recommendation, Coraline.
So you're not a Twilight fan?
I hate it.
Oh, welcome to the
I
club.
I think it's not like a vampire movie should be. I prefer Interview with the Vampire.
Okay, well, that's going to break a lot of hearts for our readers.
Yeah, well, I grew up kind of with Dracula, Interview with the Vampire, and a German Dracula movie, and that gives me surreal vampire, creepy feeling, and Twilight is too much Hollywood for me.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
And you shouldn't see the new one, they're more yellow.
Yeah, so, New Moon's now out, but I think, I don't know, I'll probably borrow a DVD from somebody. I'm not going to go to the cinema or download it by DVD.
Yeah, you should wait. I had to see it for a press screening, and it's bad. But yeah, so, anyways.
It's so nice, the whole thing about the Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson. Everybody's asking if I like them. I don't find them attractive at all, and it's too much everywhere. Every time I go to a magazine shop, it's them on the cover. It's like they're stoning me with those actors.
Well, you should better be prepared once you're in the U.S. tour. You're going to see a lot of people talking about that.
Yeah, but I mean, everybody is entitled to like their own thing.
Yeah.
It's not really my thing. And I like Kristen Stewart more in that house called Panic Room with Judy Foster.
Yeah.
That she was still little. That movie I really liked, so, but Twilight. I think I'm too old for it already, also.
Maybe. So, going back a little bit more, what do you think? How do you think that current technology has helped Epica to reach more people faster than bands in the old days?
Well, thanks to the internet.
Yeah.
Thanks to MySpace, YouTube. A lot of people can access music for free now. A lot of bands which don't have record deals can put their music on the internet, and people can gain fans already without having a record out there. I think it's great, and communication goes much faster, and also for us as traveling musicians, it's a great way of staying in touch with your family and friends. I'm a lot on Skype, I'm a dev. I love it, I'm very happy with the development, but on the other hand, I have to admit, internet can be addictive because you have the world that you see, and you can learn so much. There's so much interesting things, but there's also so much crap.
Yeah.
So much junk mail that I'm getting about penis enlargement, but I don't have one, so I don't need that anyways. So, but overall, I think it's great. I was lately thinking about how would it be if now we would have to communicate via mail and then post. And I think a lot of things would have gone at least a lot slower. Yeah.
So, what do you think about the personal involvement? I know that you're constantly updating. Well, not constantly, but you personally access your own MySpace. Do you think it's important for a band to personally do these things as opposed to having a manager that just does random updates to try to sell stuff?
We don't have a manager. We only have a tour manager, which is taking care of the shows and stuff around it. But I have to say, I do have MySpace, my own website, and a Twitter account. But it's hard to keep everything updated. Twitter is easy because it's short messages. I can tell the people what I'm doing. And but I'm an internet geek, but I'm not so much in maintaining a website. I have somebody who helps, luckily, with that. But on my MySpace, I have already 45,000 people, and I can't keep up reading the messages and replying to them. Then I have two email addresses where I'm receiving fan mail to, so I would need like a second phone to do that, and the other can make music and travel around the world. So I'm trying to keep up, but as the band is growing, it's becoming more difficult, and of course you're gonna have to disappoint some people. But I'm trying really hard, and I think it's a good way for fans to be a little closer to the person behind the music. And, I try very hard, but it's just getting out of hand. Epica is growing, and too much work. And some people even think I got a Facebook and an Orkut page or whatever, but it's not me. It's somebody fake one. So that's also a second problem. Fans sending me emails. Is that really you? Some people don't believe it. I have my own MySpace, but those sites are on my SimonSimons.nl site. So if there's no Facebook on it, that means I don't own one. That is some fake.
Okay, so I guess we'll just wrap it up. So do you have any words of, I mean, if you had to sell the album in a few sentences, what would you say to people to go and get it?
Well, get the album because it's definitely going to blow your ears off. And we're going to tour all over the States, and it would be cool if you could put our dates online, because we'll get messages from the U.S. when you're coming to the U.S., so they obviously don't know that we are coming, and it would be great to finally meet our new American fans, which I could meet last year.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's going to be a blast.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and we'll make sure.